Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super itch. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Be patient. Incredible how he used the odd stains to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at?
Where you
people
at?
Waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. It's a lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press the recording has started.
Thank you. Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Friday, November 9, 2018. Yours truly, Ray Lynn here, along with...
Good morning, TNT. It's Friday once again, and once again, we are still here where we don't want to be. Just don't have a choice. But let's see what happens. All right, Ray, what we doing?
Okay, let's see. No updates were posted yesterday, so we can just get right into the thick of the matter for today to get our weekend started.
All right. Okay, guys. As you know, we got a situation going on, and Ray's been going back and forth and doing some things, so we're going to try and do a short call today. Short call being an hour or less if you guys don't ask any questions. But if you do, we'll do what we do. Okay. All we know right now is they haven't taken a vote on the ministers. Even though they said they were ready to vote on the ministers, there's an issue with the interior minister and who Iran wants to go in there and who Sadar wants to go in there. Sadar has veto power, so he's stopping the vote until they change the name. Well, supposedly today they submitted three names, and they're telling Marty he can pick from those three. But as of yesterday, they were still trying to convince him to take the one name that they wanted. And Sadar would not agree to that. So the issues are with the Minister of Interior and the Minister of Defense are the two biggest issues right now. Will they vote tomorrow? I don't know. They're saying they will if Mahdi puts it up. He is now saying, despite what Sadar wants, he is going to put it up for a vote. So we'll see what happens on Sunday as far as the ministers are concerned. They still feel that they'll do all eight whenever they do them and try to come with a final position in Article 140. As far as what we know, Iraq put out a budget that we could see. It was in billions of dinars and billions of dollars, the article itself. Now, whether it was right, wrong, different, but the article they put out was in billions of dinars, billions of dollars. They compared the two. That would come out to a rate of 83 cents right now, 83 cents to one dinar, if the numbers they put out are correct for the 2019, as far as billions to billions. Other places we've seen it was trillions, but maybe they're putting it out as it will be once they make the announcement. Now, on Wednesday, our guide told us the rate was 1-to-1 in Iraq. Now, here's the difference. He's up in the government. They're doing the paperwork. They're doing the documents. He's telling me currently 1-to-1. My guy over there who owns the store in Baghdad is saying it's not 1-to-1 yet because it's not 1-to-1 on the streets, but it is 1-to-1 in the government transactions, things that they're doing, paperwork that they are preparing. And hopefully you guys can understand the difference. We're not supposed to see what we already know, but he's telling me it's already there. They've been there and they're processing it. It has not hit the streets yet. So we can understand that. But as far as they're concerned, they're there and either they'll make an announcement this week or they won't, but everything is done there and it is operating paperwork-wise on what they're doing and getting accomplished. So either they put this article out by mistake or they put it out because it's Friday and said, who cares? Everybody's going to know anyway. So we'll just see how far that goes. The banks did go on alert yesterday. So they are on alert. They don't know when. I gave you guys the time frame on Wednesday. what they were initially looking for. I haven't got any word that that time frame has been extended yet. And if we do, we'll take it out there and, we'll send out a tweet or Ray will put a blast out or something to you if we get that it has, in fact, been extended. If I get something. Right now, everybody's quiet. I do know they are on alert. That's where we are. Let me see. Did I forget anything, Ray?
No, I think that's it.
Article alert. I'm trying to go through my mind right now. Was there anything else I was supposed to say? Okay. Oh, I know everybody thinks the 12th is a big day. Could be a big day. We're hearing a lot about the 12th, the 12th, the 12th, because China's going to revalue their currency on the 12th. That's what they're supposedly saying, which, again, I've never heard of a country giving us that much notice that they're actually going to revalue their currency or anything else. So we'll wait to see if the 12th is a magical day. It is for a lot of us because we're veterans, and there's Veterans Day. But beyond that, it is within the window. Well, the window was actually Sunday. This could have been extended to Tuesday. I don't know, because the vote was moved. And we'll have to wait until Sunday to see if they actually take the vote this time. All right? They don't need it, but evidently they're waiting for it. It's not required, but we don't know what else they're waiting for. They've done everything else. All right, let's go. Ray?
Okay, yeah. Okay, let's see. First question, Burbank Lou says, any updates from your Treasury Committee member?
Nope. And he's the committee member we talk about is not part of the Treasury. Those are two different people. Oh. So, do we want to separate one from the other?
Okay. Right.
Nothing from Treasury guy. Committee guy is saying, let me see. I don't know if I want to tell you all that or not. Committee guy is saying that the Zimbabwe currency.
We can hold off on that. It's not. Time sensitive. We can hold off.
Yeah, I don't want to mess up
it. Let's give it a few days.
All right. Let's go.
All right. Thank you. AZ Hombre, or I guess that's how that's pronounced, says, I've always thought the RV would take place on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, during the middle of the week, or over a Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 3-day weekend. What's left? Oh, Saturday. Okay. So what days and why do you favor that day than any chance for tomorrow, Saturday, his birthday? So what days are you favor?
So the only day he left out was Friday, right? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. All right. So it could happen any day except Friday. All right. So what I know of, it has been scheduled for Friday evenings, 3:45, several times. It has been scheduled for Sunday morning between 1 and 3 several times. Those are times I can tell you actually scheduled, people in the bank, ready to go, told to be ready to go, people been on lockdown. I mean, lockdown where they brought them pizza in to eat, lockdown where they put them in hotels, wouldn't even let them go home, that kind of lockdown during that time frame. Because that is initially when they really wanted it to go. We hear now it could go any moment, any time, because they just want to get it done. But that was the optimum time. Now, people don't like Mondays, simply because, again, banks are doing their reconciliations on Mondays. and they didn't want to start the day with both of those. It won't matter once it does start because some people are going to be exchanging on a Monday. They just didn't want to start it that day. People like Tuesday through Thursday because those are international banking days, and people look for those things to happen. We've heard it could happen Tuesdays through Thursdays. I've never really been excited about it because the other times we knew it, we were told, we were put on standby ourselves, were told to get ready. I knew the clock was counting down on those times and we were looking to do things. Tuesday through Thursday is just Tuesday through Thursday. And being that, let me see, Monday is the 12th, that means Thursday is the 15th. It could happen Tuesday through Thursday. All right, what's next?
Okay, AZ Humbrey also says, the good question lady always closes her comments with a reminder to pay it forward 10 days after the RV. Would you please also remind everyone about free grocery day 7 days after the official RV? Be creative and be smart. Did we ever mention a free groceries day?
No, that must be something somebody else is doing. I don't know anything about it to remind people about free grocery day.
Okay.
But if that's one day everybody going to the grocery store, then go to the grocery store. I'm never going to say anything bad about helping other people, guys. And I don't have to come up with it. You come up with it. We should be doing something every day with the amount of money that you're going to have. But if there's a free grocery day out there, go with it.
Okay. Lena asks, has the HCL been passed? If so, are the citizens collecting on it? Does a rat need to be in Article 8 to RV?
HCL has been passed way back in April. They were supposed to start making the payments in September, which they have yet to do. They have not started making those payments that they said they were going to make because of the government shuffle and everything else has taken priority and taken people's focus off of it. So I don't know about Article 8. I think they're done with everything. They're released as far as I can remember. So much has happened, and we're so free, and all their currency is free, and the government, and I don't know what's going to happen after this, that they do the eight ministers. So I was trying to think. They removed Iran from the SWIFT system. They suspended them. Now they're going to totally remove them. So we don't have to worry about that. I'm trying to think what the security issue could have been. They have restricted any more agencies from opening to do exchanges until December of 2019. So as they close them, shut them down, they find all the crooked ones, they remove them, they remove the ability for them to open new ones during this first year so they could control it. And that could have been a big part of the security that they were concerned about because they fined 10 of them and shut them down, and Iran, somebody sends 10 more people to go get licensed and open up a new one. So now they've closed that avenue off. That should give them that much more security. It could have been part of what we were waiting for. And we didn't get a response back from them yet this morning. But that's where I see we're at. All right.
Okay. BBP Dinar says, are you still feeling that now to Sunday may be the time frame that will be provided 800 numbers, or has it been extended into next week?
I already answered that question. But once again, we didn't get an update on that. So Sunday's where I'm at, and we'll tweet it out or post it as soon as we get an update.
All right. Eagle Eyes says, what entity created the exchange districts?
All right, Larry.
It's the federales. That's why they call federal districts. Okay, let's see. AWN92 says, is Chase still exchanging the ZIM at the same time that HSBC and Bank of America are?
As far as I know, she said they're going to exchange it. It's on their list. Now, I was going to tell you I signed up, but Ray don't want me to. But anyway, it's still on the list. Go ahead. No, I don't want to tell you either. So anyway, I can just put it off on Ray. It's easier that way. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Nineball says, have you heard any current rates on the dinar, dong, and zim? Seems like we had that question. Monday too, didn't we? So, from somebody.
Wednesday too. But no, nothing has changed as far as that is. We don't have any rate updates.
Okay, we're going to go to the live people. That was it for the board questions.
Okay.
And change screens. And our first caller, 951 area code. You're on.
Good afternoon. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Greetings.
How are you?
Good, 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 good. Hey, you had mentioned, yeah, I was the one who had requested, but you didn't get any rates. That's fine. Any update from your CBI contact in Iraq? Anything that you can share with us, Tony?
Let me think for a minute.
Okay.
He believed in the time frame. God, I'm trying to think, what did he say? Hold on for a second. Because I got from a couple different people over there, and I'm trying to think exactly what did he say. But hold on for a second. Let me see. I try to give y'all the right thing from the right person. So let me see here.
Okay.
Nope, I have to check, see if I got a text, but it was actually on the phone. That's why sometimes I can't remember everything. But anyway,
okay.
He didn't say anything negative, so I guess we're still good. I can't remember anything negative that he said.
Yeah. All right, and the banks and the banks still have their money, correct?
Banks still have money. Banks are on alert. I'm going to say again, with the budget came out at 83 cents, my governor said they're already doing everything at 1-to-1. CBI guy did say everything is done. Remember, in the coming days, we just don't know what coming days were, and they were finishing up. But I can tell you guys, nobody over there and nobody here has said anything about December, January 2019. They're working to get it done right now. I can tell you that.
Right now, okay. That's great news. That's fantastic. Since it's Holy Day over there today, I'm assuming that the CBI is closed also. Is that correct, Tony?
It is closed on Friday, yes.
On Friday, okay. All right. I want to ask you something about the ZIM. If I only have ZIM currency, do I need to be worried about redeeming the currency?
Okay, so we're going to get into it anyway. I don't know, because I can't tell you that, guys, because the Treasury is telling me this is what we need. The banks are telling me this is what we're going to take. And basically, the committee guy is saying there's some issues because Zimbabwe don't want to act right. So they're arguing about something right now. Didn't say it wasn't going to be. He just says they have a time frame to do what they're supposed to do. And I can't give you that time frame. But
okay,
everybody else still expects it to go. Okay. And everybody else is still preparing for it to go.
Okay. How do you feel about it yourself, Tony? I mean, do you anticipate fully going in there and redeeming your Zim then, yourself?
Listen,
that's it. Asked and answered.
Well, I said I got a whole bunch of them, so yes.
Right.
I do plan on doing it as soon as it goes, and that's the way I've been planning for years because I got a whole bunch of them.
Right. Right. No, I'm just saying in our situation right now, you fully anticipate going in. So, and you answered the question, so I appreciate that. And then one other question: between 1 and 10 for the weekend. Are you a 7 or an 8 or a 10, or where would you be on that, Tony, on the scale?
I want to be as far as everybody else ready to go. I would probably be a 8 or 9. I just don't know why we're waiting for Sunday. I mean, it's not required, but obviously we are, or waiting for the 15th, if they're going to do what they're supposed to do. That's where the question really is right now. It's not required for them to have the 8 ministers, but that's where all the focus is at, on those 8 ministers right now more than anything else. Is that going to be an issue? And why that's the focus is because Iran wants that interior minister to make sure they can keep control of the trade in Iraq. That's their main focus right now. Keep control of the trade. By getting the interior minister, they can do that. Or the defense minister. Those are the two positions they're trying to get. And that's what the big holdup is, because all the rest of them have names. They don't like the education guy, but they're really not going to be a big deal. They have two ministers that were part of Saddam Hussein's regime, so they want them replaced, but they're going to do that afterwards. So that's not really a big deal either. It's just the interior minister is the main focus, and I think everybody to go through. And then it's deciding if they vote on Sunday or not. That's all. So Dara is saying no vote till they change the name. Supposedly Marty's put something out today, said, hey, we're just going to vote anyway, see what happens. So we'll see what happens.
Okay. Sounds good. Appreciate the update, the information. Let's fingers crossed. Hopefully we can go to the bank. And appreciate you guys for doing this. And I'll let the next caller come on and have a great weekend, okay?
All right. You too. Thanks.
Take care. You betcha. Bye-bye.
All right. 3-1-2. You're on.
Good afternoon, Ray. How are you?
Hey. I'm fantabulous. Sir, to the nth degree. And yourself.
Very good. I'm doing very well, thank you. And good morning, Tony. How are you, sir?
I am super fantastic. All right. And you?
Good. I am doing great.
Why are you not super fantastic, then?
Because everybody don't have to be super fantastic. I'm great.
They do. They do if they're hanging out with me. I don't want to hang out with no losers.
Oh,
now
wow.
What?
Being great is not a loser. Wow.
Okay.
But at any rate, I'm going to forego my question. You all said you had a situation going on. You don't want to prolong the call. I do want to just let you know I'm sitting here in Miami, 80-something degrees. I did what you told me to do as far as home-wise. So I'm all good. My baby.
Well, enjoy your cruise.
I'm all good. I will.
That's
sir.
Right.
I will.
All right,
and we'll keep you guys in our prayers.
All right, thanks.
You're
Have
welcome.
A great time.
Thank you, Russ.
Right.
I will. Thank you.
Okay. Hey, you're welcome. 865, you are on.
Again, appreciate your taking my call. Hi there. Appreciate Tony. You're reminding folks of time frames that tend to be favorite ones, and Fridays 3:45 p.m., Sundays 1 to 3 a.m. Out of curiosity, when was the last time on a Friday that something was attempted?
Oh God, I can't even remember.
So it has been a
time. Yeah, it's been a while, but I tell you, for years that was their ideal time. This whole thing was set up based on those times.
Okay. And with this being a 3-day weekend, this would tend to be nice. Your bag still packed at the door like it was years ago?
The same bag with the same clothes, the same stuff, still in there.
Good enough. It'll be interesting. You should take a picture to see how much the styles have changed since that bag was packed. Like, also, just curious, how many times, if any, have you guys been told, cool it with sharing information that things need to be kind of going on the quiet side?
Oh, my God.
And are
God.
We in that zone now?
No. But we've been actually... you know, told that while we're on a call. So let me tell you guys this one little funny story. They probably don't want me to tell you. It doesn't matter. Anyway, it's been so while ago. Somebody's probably listening. So I was doing a call with you guys because this is funny. I try not to tell too many people this, so I'm going to tell everybody. In the middle of the call,
Ray is having cat fits.
I get a call from my CIA guy in Africa, and he calls me while we're doing the call, and he says, you know, whatever you're doing, just stop. And I'm like, what? Because this is the funniest thing ever. This is, let me see. Yeah, I think DC was on the call at the time. And he says, Tony, I'm in Africa, and I'm getting calls from Washington to call you and say, stop what you're doing. You know, and I'm like, well, I don't even know what I'm doing, but okay. that was really funny because we were all getting excited, like, what? And then somebody else got a call anyway. But we usually get don't say this, don't say that. That's kind of before the call because we had a call before the call. This is what you can say and can't say, you know, that kind of thing. Only a couple of times in the middle of an actual call have I received, you know, a call. But it's okay because we were doing the right thing for the right reasons. We're helping, and that's why we're still in the game, because we did what we needed to do to be part of the team.
Super.
And that's how I had to look at it, okay?
Sounds good to me. Well, again, appreciate all the info that you share with us, and have yourself a great Friday. I will be looking at 3:45 personally, just knowing these little tips, and go pack my bag. And with that, counting 10 days from today for the Pay It Forward TNT Super Fantastic or Pay It Forward project. And have a great weekend, and thanks again. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good
Bye-bye.
Weekend.
All you right. have a great one. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. 360, you are on.
Good morning, good afternoon, gentlemen.
All right, good morning.
Good. Yeah, it is. You know what? It's we hit freezing temperatures first time, and I realized that summer was gone. Kind of
Wait, it can't be gone. She just said it was 86 degrees in Miami where she's at.
Yeah, I know. That's another part of the world. You know what I mean? That's...
Yeah, I do.
Oh, my goodness. So anyway, Tony, as you said in the past, your plan was you get the numbers, you call, make your appointment, then you'd call us or let us know because you'd want to confirm that it was working. Does that make sense?
I'm going to call and make sure it's working, but I'm pretty sure I can't make an appointment. But anyway... Maybe I'll try it.
Could you make one for me?
Yeah, okay. Well, I will try to make sure it is working, that somebody does at least pick up the phone before I put it out. Okay.
Would you say it's realistically it's going to be about, what, a half a day to a day for that process to happen? You?
No, once it goes live, the time frame has always been within 2 hours. They wanted people walking in the door, so they want the first appointments within 2 hours of it going live.
Okay. All right. So be ready.
Be ready. That's right.
All right.
Whatever time it is, be ready. You're on alert. You know, we'll have a little bit of heads up, I think. Or either they'll just give us a number, because they're going to bring in the exchange people, the bank people. They're going to tell them to come in a little bit early. So that'll just give me a little heads up. I'll still have to wait until it actually happens, but I'll know they're really getting ready at that point. Not just on alert, but once they start moving bodies into position.
Well, that makes sense. Well, there was a great American that made a comment one time, we got to go through it to get through it. And it feels like if we're not right now, we're stepping on something.
That's right. We just don't know what it is.
Exactly. Well, gentlemen, have a great weekend, and hopefully we'll get that call. And if we do, tremendous. And if we don't, we know we got to wait. So however long that takes.
We know it's still coming. That's right.
That's right. Okay, gentlemen. Hey, you all have a good day.
All right, you too. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
You bet.
Okay, 503.
Hello, this is Oregon.
503, you're on.
Hello, this is Oregon. Hi.
Is it the whole state or just you?
Hi.
Just me. Just me.
Oh, okay.
Listen, I have a one of the questions that I have was, several weeks ago, you know, you were talking about that they were supposed to release the Visa card, which had an international rate on it. I'm assuming that that hasn't happened.
It didn't happen. It was supposed to be recorded in the Gazette with the rate, and we have not been told that happened yet. That was two Saturdays ago.
Yeah, that's what I remembered. The other thing is, you know, the reason that I want to share this is because last time on the call, some gentleman came on and said, you know, boy, it looks like everybody else is doing well, but, you know, I'm not doing so well. And I just want to say to people on the call, and especially to him, there's a lot of us out here that are not doing well. And we don't have a backup plan, but we need a backup plan. One of the concerns that I have, I'm basically, my husband and I are retired, and we plan to use some of this money towards our retirement, but that hasn't happened yet. And in the meantime, we've been, you know, we've contributed to your call every month, and then we also have been helping out three people that we brought in. But we are at the end of our rope, too. We are at the end of our rope where we have no more money to help anyone. And the three people that we are helping, one of whom will be absolutely homeless. And that is just, and that's heartbreaking. And she is disabled. So I wanted to talk a little bit about a backup plan, because it seems to me like the two groups that have been taking this whole delay thing on the chin are the banks and those of us who haven't exchanged yet, and as well as the Iraqis, of course. But it would seem to me like, and I don't question that this is not going to happen. I know it's going to happen. But it seems to me like that perhaps if this doesn't happen, let's say by the 20th of the month, and it just keeps getting delayed and delayed and delayed, because that's been what we've been going through, is since the banks already have the exchange centers, why not consider turning those into lending centers and using the currency that we have as collateral against some loans, some very necessary loans, at a low interest rate to get us through this? Because this has been going on and on and on. And I do hope it happens. I want it to happen. But if it doesn't happen, we need a backup plan. And the economy needs a backup plan. Because, you know, Tony, I know that you don't mean it this way, but when you talk about the delays only give you an opportunity to buy more currency, that sounds hollowed right now, because most of us don't have the funds to buy more currency. And the $45 that I would spend to buy more dong really need to go to my friend. I need to send it to my friend in North Carolina right now who needs to have her tank filled up with gas. And we've already helped her put tires on the car and do her brakes because it was such an emergency. We're at that point now. And we're kind of at a breaking point, and something needs to give. It seems to me like that there could be something that's worked out with the banks to use our currency as collateral. Those of us who are retired, if you're over 70, you're not lendable, basically. You have to have a really high income level to be considered for a loan, and it has to be stable. And that's just not happening right now. So I would just ask that perhaps, and I'm hoping the bankers are on the call, that perhaps people could put their heads together and come up with a method to use some of this currency that we currently have as collateral and, you know, put limitations on the amount that people can borrow or whatever, but do something. Because we're really kind of there.
Okay. So I agree with you that I wish there was some kind of program or assistance for denarians, and I'm just going to say just the denar, because that's the one we're counting on right now. But there is nothing in place. There's nothing that I know of that our government would look at that would single us out because they don't even know who we are. I mean, you know, we're 8 million people, 10 million people, or 30 million people if you're going with the bank numbers, that they could set up and say, I don't know, I'm going to loan you $5 against one dinar. I don't even know what that number would be. $3 against one dinar, because this is what it might come out with if their budget's at 83 cents, or $1 next to one dinar, and what's the incentive that they get out of taking that chance, or if they could even legally do that, because that's not the rate. Because then they'd have to do that with everybody else. Now, I don't know if they can figure out something, even if they're listening right now to figure out something, but it would be great if they would. But all I can control is what I can control. And the best thing I can do is try to say those who are able, take this time, even a little bit every week, and continue building your future. Those who are not able and are going through hard times like I'm sure we all are, the worst thing you can do is get rid of your currency, because then your future has no chance at all.
That's
so
right.
So do not do that.
I know, Tony, and I don't. And they shouldn't do that, and I'm not at all recommending that. But I actually have a scheme that I, you know, could present to them, and how they could protect themselves, earn interest at the same time, and allow those of us who've been sitting here for years to at least ease some of it. And I'm not talking about huge amounts of money here, because I think there should be some limitations on it, but something really needs to give. I mean, it's just, and this is not
okay.
Rocket.
Right, but you are talking about huge amounts of money. You're talking about anybody with dinar now, I have to give this loan to if they create this opportunity, because they can't discriminate, and you're basing it all on the fact that you have currency. So now they got to put out 8 million loans, because believe me, if I make that announcement on this call, everybody's going to get that money. If I can now use this to get real money, and until the money comes, everybody wants that. So that's what you're asking them to do. If they create a program. Hold on for a second. This is what I do know. Privately, and I'm really hearing myself every word I'm saying, so somebody on speaker or something. But But privately, I know people who have gone out and used it as collateral to get automobiles. I know people who have used it as collateral to get loans. But they did that at banks and locations they already had relationship with, or someone who was also involved in the dinar made that possible for them. So that can't happen for everybody. But
well,
if you know somebody, if you have a good idea and you think it's going to work and it makes sense, I would present it to my local banker if you have a relationship. And if it does work, come back and tell everybody so they can go try to do the same thing.
The issue is, first of all, I've been, you know, we're a long time, customers of Wells Fargo, and I've been trying to get up to the upper, you know, into the upper echelons here. I don't have that connection like you do, and I don't have that connection. And what we keep hearing here from the local people is, you know, this is never going to happen, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's, you know, the typical stuff. So, but I think that, in other words, what we're saying is that we've taken this. Obviously, the banks think it's real, or they wouldn't be investing in exchange centers and staffing and training and all that kind of stuff. The U.S. Treasury thinks it's real, or they wouldn't be giving out the money. So it isn't that it's not going to be real. The issue is not if they could question. The issue is when. And so, I would include the people with dong, because a lot more people have dong than dinar. And yes, you're talking about a lot of money, but they can put limitations on that money. They don't have to. Someone can't walk in, let's say, with, you know, 50 million dong and want to get a loan on it. You know, I mean, there has to be some mechanism and some mechanism that makes that safe for the bank and also reasonable for the person. And so I've got it worked out in my head, but I don't necessarily think I need to explain it here. But it would be fair to everybody, and it would be a win-win. The banks win, the economy wins, and we win. Everybody wins. And that's what we need.
Okay. I agree. We need it, and we could have used it years ago to get people through. But let me ask you a question, because I'm thinking, you know, devil's advocate, where I'm on the other side. I'm a bank. You're down. You have dinar. You have a million dinar or 10 million dinar that's worth $10,000. So how much do I loan you on that, first of all? You give me all 10 million, I'll give you $2,000, and then 2 months you're broke again. And now I've taken your 10 million dinar?
No.
Because that's what would happen.
No.
Okay.
No.
You have.
That's not the scenario that I would recommend for any bank. No, that wouldn't be it. No, there's a way that keeps the bank safe. And also the customer safe, so it's a safe both ways. I don't want the banks to fail at all, and I don't want them to get caught.
Okay,
up.
You know what? I'm going to listen to you because I want to hear how you work this out in your head. Ray, can you write your number down? Because the reality is I can't see it myself where it works.
Okay.
Where the bank is giving somebody who can't make payments or can't afford to do anything a loan based on the dinar, when they're still going to be in the same situation, except now they got $10,000 of the bank's money to pay their bills, get groceries. They're still not generating enough money to now make that new payment if they can't make their old payments? Unless you can show me something.
I mean,
on the bank's point of view, okay?
I can tell you.
You can't pay me with my money, though. That doesn't work. You can't say, give me $10,000 and I'm going to give you back $200 a month until this happens.
Okay, I can show you how this will work, but you're going to have to call me. Because I don't,
okay.
And I don't, what is your area code? So I get so many of these stupid calls. What's your area code? So I know if you call to pick up
916.
The call.
916.
I'll remember that. All right. All right. Thank you so much. All right.
All right. Thank you. All right.
Oh, thank you.
And guys, I know everybody's going through something. And people have been going through something for the last 10 years. As long as I've been in this, somebody is going through something. I mean, I've gone through something along with other people. And all we can do is what we can do to try and survive it. But again, the worst thing you can do is to give up your currency. I don't care what it is. That is the worst thing you can do in this situation. We've waited this long. We've gone through it. And the only way we win is to be there at the end. That's the only way. I know people have lost cars, lost houses, lost family members, everything else. I say how you win is you keep your currency, and then you live the best life you can live from that point on. It's how you win. You keep your currency and you exchange it and you get you and your family back to where you were when you lost everything and continue. But everything begins with keep your currency. I don't care if you don't listen to this call ever again. I don't care if you tell people I don't want to hear it. I don't care if you put it in a shoebox, in the closet, or bury it in the backyard. The thing is, keep it. Because when you do hear it happen, that's the moment your life is going to change for the better. Don't lose that opportunity along with everything else. That's what you don't want to do. Okay. All right, Ray.
All right. 574 area code. You are on. 574.
Yep. Hello, Ray. 574. Can you hear me now?
Hey.
Hello.
Okay. He's here. Yep.
Hey.
Good morning.
Yep. The mute button on because we're having a brunch. Wanted to go back to the banks again. Didn't quite hear everything because we were walking into the restaurant. But my question is, what is the status alert for the banks, and do they have the rates at least on their screens showing front and back at this point in time?
They're not showing on the front screens that I'm aware of. They were still there as of yesterday with a hold for the people that can see them. The bank is on alert. And they still have extra currency at the bank for this transaction.
Okay. On Wednesday's call, you were told that Chase had sent funds back. Have those funds been returned since they're on alert?
I don't know. That was one branch, as I told you guys. Not every branch.
Oh, there's one. Okay.
Smaller branch.
Okay.
That was one branch, and that was someone who was actually texting me while we were doing the call to let me know that it had gone back. So I haven't gotten anything saying it was returned to them, and they're texting me right now saying, I don't know. So they don't know.
Okay. Well, thank you, gentlemen, very much. Appreciate the information, and I'll go ahead and tag out so someone else can come in.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Yep. You guys have a good day.
All right. Thank you. It timed out on you. 610 area code. You are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. I'm going to keep this short.
Greetings.
G-Man in PA. First of all,
hey, good morning.
Good morning, Tony. First of all, November 11th, this Sunday, is Veterans Day. So, Tony, thank you for your service to our nation. Ray, thank you for your son's service to our nation. I am a veteran. And to all the listeners out there who are veterans, thank you to you for your service and all your friends and family's service to our nation. Thank you very much. And ladies and gentlemen, you're welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to keep this information superstation on the air, donations are needed. And for those of you who are new to the call and those of you who didn't know, you can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically on that same page, the Cash App is available for you. And for those of you who are already using the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to send in your donation electronically. And again, Tony and Ray, thank you, gentlemen, for all that you do for us here in the currency community. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, and rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Make it a dynamite weekend.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay, we'll squeeze this one in. 951 area code.
Hi, guys.
Check your text real quick,
man. I admire you, my friend. And thank you guys so much for all you do. I'd be a toothless crackhead if this were to happen anytime when I found out about it. Just to really appreciate you guys. I wanted to just go to the comment you had on the China revalue announcement. And what I know they're a global giant, and they can probably do that. But so Iraq is the first domino in our in this whole basket of currency. How can Iraq be holding up these other countries, and China can just revalue theirs?
China's not in the first basket, and China's not in control of anything with the RV.
But they're saying they're going to revalue their currency.
Okay. They can revalue their currency at any time, but not based on the value of the dinar as a reserve currency. The other countries, which are the lower countries, need the dinar, this whole GCR, to increase the value of theirs. China does not.
I gotcha. Okay, that makes total sense. I appreciate that. And one more question here real quick. I've been involved for a while, but I haven't really heard. Who are the people that are being trained for this? Because it seems like if I was trained for this, I would just go out and buy currency, and I wouldn't do the job, you know, after the fact. So who are the people that they're training?
I can tell you each bank has their own people. I can tell you they were brought in, and they did have to sign affidavits saying they did not have any of the currency and that they would not purchase any of the currency. Now, they had to do that before they started their training. I can tell you that for a fact. That is the process that they went through.
Okay. All right. That makes sense, too. Thank you for that. One more quick one here. Now, I know that the U.S. was supposedly one who held it up there a few weeks back. We have the sanctions on Iran. It seems like, and you had made the comment last call, that Iran wins if the RB happens. Do you think the U.S. will hold that up? It could be a factor in why this is.
No, because the sanctions are going to be on for months, if not years, or forever. So that's not a reason to hold it up because of that. You got to remember, they don't really care about this they put restrictions on other countries from buying from Iran, period. So they don't care how much dinar they have, money here. They still can't do business unless those countries get a waiver from the U.S.
All right.
Now, that it makes sense for them, for the ones that they did get, for them to be able to do it. But that doesn't mean they can just free willy-nilly just go out there and start spending, because they can't.
I gotcha. All right. All right. Hey, thanks a lot, you guys. I really appreciate you both.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All right, Tony, you want to try to get another one in or what?
Yeah, but I was really going to say, let me say this. Guys, we really want to do this, but I'm going to tell you that, you know, Ray is at the hospital with my father right now, and we are still doing this, and he stepped out on the side because it's Friday. We know some stuff was going on, and we know some people wanted some information, is why, you know, and he was willing to do the whole thing, but I told him, let's just do an hour. Because, I mean, we've been going back and forth and doing that, and even right now. So it's probably enough stress, even though we only have, you know, we have some more people waiting. I really kind of wanted to leave it up to you, but then I'm just saying we probably did enough, so you can go do what you need to do.
All right. Good.
I just want people to know why we're cutting it short, guys. Not just because. I mean, there's a definite reason of why. So I'm just going to go ahead and close it. I'm going to tell you guys, Sunday should be a big deal one way or another, because that's where the bank's window is at. That's where they're supposed to close their government and saw 140 at one time. That's where either it is or it isn't going to go, right from that point. Banks are on alert. We can't beat that. They're looking at screens with holes on them. We can't beat that. Iraq is saying they're going to finalize everything that we've been waiting since April for, so we can't beat that. We just have to see if it happens. If it does, we're golden. And from Sunday on, we could look, to go. So I think we're in a good place. We're in a great place, far as I'm concerned. This is almost over. Everybody is saying it's over at the upper levels. It's 1-1 right now. We're going to see it in the coming days. I mean, this thing is moving. We're right where the government wanted to be at this time frame. You know, whether it's November the 12th or November the 15th, doesn't matter. Everything is positive. You should go out, enjoy your day, enjoy your weekend, and let's see what happens. All right, Ray.
All right, guys, keep believing.
You
sure
there?
We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
Singing to you guys.
The rain will go away. I believe that I can make it through it. Oh, I believe it's already done.
I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide. I believe the promise that He made.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe.
that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that
God
is able. Oh, I believe. I know he is already done.
The word tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's going to do it for you.
I believe.
Hey,
God's going to do it.
About your future.